With the endorsement deals taken care of, I continued to sort through my email messages. When I sorted the remaining messages by sender, I discovered that I'd received over 5,000 emails from innovative online industries. Actually, they'd sent me 5,000 copies of the same email. They'd been resending the same message all week since my name first appeared on the scoreboard, and they were still resending it once every minute. The Sixers were mail-bombing me to make sure they got my attention. The emails were all marked maximum priority with the subject line, "Urgent business proposition. Please read immediately." The second I opened one, a delivery confirmation was sent back to IOI, letting them know that I was finally reading their message. After that, they stopped resending it. "Dear Parzival, first, allow me to congratulate you on your recent accomplishments, which we at Innovative Online Industries hold in the highest regard. On behalf of IOI, I wish to make you a highly lucrative business proposition, the exact details of which we can discuss in a private chat link session. Please use the attached contact card to reach me at your earliest convenience, regardless of the day or hour. Given our reputation within the Gunter community, I would understand if you were hesitant to speak with me. However, please be aware that if you choose not to accept our proposal, we intend to approach each of your competitors. At the very least, we hope you will do us the honor of being the first to hear our generous offer. What have you got to lose? Thank you for your kind attention. I look forward to speaking with you. Sincerely, Nolan Sorrento, Head of Operations, Innovative Online Industries." Despite the message's reasonable tone, the threat behind it was crystal clear. The Sixers wanted to recruit me. Or they wanted to pay me to tell them how to find the copper key and clear the first gate. And if I refused, they would go after Artemis, then H, Daito, Shoto, and every other Gunter who managed to get their name up on the scoreboard. These shameless corporate sleazebags wouldn't stop until they found someone dumb enough or desperate enough to give in and sell them the information they needed. My first impulse was to delete every single copy of the email and pretend I'd never received it, but I changed my mind. I wanted to know exactly what IOI was going to offer, and I couldn't pass up the chance to meet Nolan Sorrento, the Sixers' infamous leader. There was no danger meeting with him via chat link, as long as I was careful about what I said. I considered teleporting to Incipio before my interview to buy a new skin for my avatar, maybe a tailored suit, something flashy and expensive. But then I thought better of it. I had nothing to prove to that corporate asshat. After all, I was famous now. I would roll into the meeting wearing my default skin and a fuck-off attitude. I would listen to their offer, then tell them to kiss my simulated ass. Maybe I'd record the whole thing and post it on YouTube. I prepped for the meeting by pulling up a search engine and learning everything I could about Nolan Sorrento. He had a PhD in computer science. Prior to becoming head of operations at IOI, he'd been a high-profile game designer, overseeing the creation of several third-party RPGs that ran inside the Oasis. I'd played all of his games, and they were actually pretty good. He'd been a decent coder back before he sold his soul. It was obvious why IOI had hired him to lead their lackeys. They figured a game designer would have the best chance of solving Halliday's grand video game puzzle. But Sorrento and the Sixers had been at it for over 5 years and still had nothing to show for their efforts. And now that Gunter avatar names were appearing on the scoreboard left and right, the IOI brass had to be freaking out. Sorrento was probably catching all kinds of heat from his superiors. I wondered if it had been Sorrento's idea to try to recruit me, or if he'd been ordered to do it. Once I'd done my homework on Sorrento, I felt like I was ready to sit down with the devil. I pulled up the contact card attached to Sorrento's email and tapped the chat link invitation icon at the bottom.